readers and listeners, it's me, Lexi. I'm in the middle of recording a hot new story for you guys, but I just wanted to pause for a minute to thank you all for listening to me for the past few years. I absolutely love recording content for you guys to enjoy, and I love getting to read all of the comments that you send telling me that you enjoyed a story. And I really love hearing what parts you like the most, or something I said that just kind of drove you over the edge. It makes doing this even more fun to know that I did good for you, or like what I did right. I just finished up a new story that should be coming out soon, where I get turned pretty stupid, but those are some of my favorite stories, and I'm always excited to see the requests that come in for a story where I get to lose all of my IQ points, or I'm just left as a brainless, drooling set of tits and holes. So those are so fun to make, like really fun. Sometimes they take a little bit longer to make because I have to like pause and take care of myself before I can finish recording my parts, but that's what I get for always recording these things naked and drinking wine. Anyway, right now I'm recording one that I'm really excited for you guys to hear, especially since I got the chance to co-write the story and a lot of the dialogue with our favorite writer. Normally he takes care of all the writing, but we had so much fun sharing ideas for this one, and he wanted me to just run with it. It's called Domestic Traditions. It's a title I came up with, and I can't wait for you guys to hear the final product. I can't wait to hear the final product. It still blows my mind after I finish my parts and then get to hear it turn into like a little movie with the music and the sound effects and everything. So like, that part is like way beyond my skill set. Like, I don't know. I don't mess with computer stuff. That's all him. But it's really exciting when a new story is like edited together and I get to listen to myself as a sweet little housewife, and then I get turned into like a, like, I don't know, like a cocksucking maid, or like the neighborhood slut transformed into like a plastic blow-up doll or a hooker. So like, those are some of my favorites. Especially some, you know, like real like cheap trashy slut walking the street in heels, like with my ass hanging out of my skirt. I've gotta calm down. Anyway, I have to get back to work for you guys. I have requested that I could record a thank you message from me to everyone out there, and he said he'd post for me. So from the bottom of my horny little perverted heart, thank you guys for all your support that allows me to make these fun stories for you, and thank you for listening to my voice for the past 12 years. And I plan to keep recording for you guys as long as you want to keep listening to me. And that's all.